This being February 2nd, Groundhog Day, I figured it might be fun and educational to poke our heads underground, as it were, and get a look at what Punxsutawney Phil really has to go through on this important day. Get out your shovels and your listening devices. It's time for a little reality radio. Not the mole, but the groundhog. Shh, let's listen.
Phil, are you there?
Who is it?
Phil, is that you? It's hard to see.
Who wants to know?
My name's Mike. You know, Mike.
I don't know any Mikes.
Think harder.
I don't have to think harder.
Not true, buddy. You better start thinking a lot harder or we're both screwed.
Go away.
Not until you hear me out.
I don't know any Mikes.
Here, let me give you a hint. Ow, ow, my eyes, the sun, it hurts, it burns.
Wait, was that...
2 years ago, I'm that Mike.
You mean the one who... Oh, that was awful.
Damn right. Tacked on a whole extra month of my hibernation. I missed the mating cycle.
Well, it was your own fault.
I know, I was excited.
If you're sleeping in a hole for 3 months, you don't dash out into the sunlight and look right at the sky.
Oh, did I have migraines?
I'll bet.
If it had been last year...
Last year it was overcast.
Exactly.
In fact, it was pouring. I got soaked.
Look, the point is you were on vacation. I covered for you.
So what do you want, a medal?
No, I don't want to do it again, and you're not going to make me.
This has nothing to do with you.
It has everything to do with me. If you miss it again, I'm the one who has to cover for you.
So refuse. You shouldn't be a scab anyway.
Last time you were on vacation, fine. But this time... I mean, what the heck are you striking for anyway?
Not getting soaked, for one thing. All these humans standing around with raincoats and umbrellas, and I'm darting back and forth, freezing my tail off. They're all laughing and taking pictures. I'm out searching for any skanky female woodchuck to wink at so I can go home and get some sleep.
Look, they say the weather will be fine tomorrow, close to 40 degrees.
Yeah, but the grass is still freezing. It's wet from the old snow, and I'm dead tired. Really, if you're going to get me out of my hole before late March, you better have a damn good benefits package.
Didn't you just get a health plan 4 years ago?
Big deal. I can visit my primary owl twice a year, and I get a free herbal plant every Passover. We want more. We demand more, but management won't listen.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes. Just last year, they put in that irrigation system. Just push a button and all the water you need is at your claw tips.
Cheap, shoddy work. Do you know how many of the boys were flooded out of their holes because the pressure was too strong? And I personally know 5 other groundhogs who came down with dysentery from the bad water.
Well, if things are so messed up, why are you here instead of meeting with the human delegates?
There's no point. Negotiations broke down last night over dental coverage.
Phil, nobody gets dental coverage anymore. Not even the alligators.
Well, too bad. I'm tired of chipping my molars on rocks because I'm so groggy I mistake them for crab apples. Plus, you know what they want us to do, right?
What's that?
It's not enough. We have to do the shadow dance. Now they want to have a woodchucking contest.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It's not enough. I had to refinish all the wood in my den because of the damp. It's not enough that we chew all summer to keep our molars down. I mean, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
Okay, it's true. They've been stacking lumber in Gobbler's Knob since May.
Yeah, they can gobble my knob, I'll tell you that.
But a lot of the other groundhogs are excited about it. The marmots want their own Olympic team.
Well, goody for you. And when the humans want to set up a breeding contest or put our mating habits on 24-hour webcams, you marmots will sing a different tune.
But going on strike?
Woodchucks of the world, unite!
Sure, easy for you to say. How about the damage a strike could do?
What damage?
Before they started building up Groundhog Day in this country, do you know
what... Oh, don't give me the bad old day speech.
Do you know what they used to call us? The humans? They used to call us rats. Rodents.
Yeah, yeah.
We're as entitled to the land as they are. But they used us for target practice. Instead of irrigating our holes, they pumped in rat poison.
Yeah, until those geniuses realized it was getting in their food. Serve them right.
Yeah, but the point is, they finally started learning a little respect from the Indians. And the Germans, of all people, came over with their Candlemas Day. They couldn't find any badges, so they chose us. Just like that, we went from being pariahs to superstars!
Yeah, superstars, one day a year, pests the other 364. That's why we want better food, better medical, security in our old age.
We only live 5 years.
Yeah, but those last 6 months, you slow down, you can't move, you get diseases. We need assisted living, round-the-clock nursing care. If they need to relocate some beavers from the outer boroughs, so be it.
You realize if one of us doesn't come out and see our shadow, or not, they'll get someone else.
A scab. And when he gets home from his little holiday in the sun, he'll find a few friends waiting for him. His winter is going to last a lot longer than 6 weeks.
What if they don't use another groundhog? Humans are fickle, you know. They might get a pig or a chicken.
A chicken? What, are they nuts? A chicken sees his own shadow, he pisses himself and runs into a tree.
Okay, I'm just telling you what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong. A pig. Replace a sweet, adorable groundhog with a fat, lazy pig. Serve them right if he came out and farted on the children.
But do you understand the predicament? Humans need their holiday. And they will have it, whether it's us or someone else.
But if we just let them walk all over us, that's what they'll do. At least now we have a bargaining chip. If we wait until after tomorrow morning, that's a whole year before we get the upper paw again.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Striking seemed like the... Wait a minute.
What?
I've got it.
Tell me.
I don't go out there. You don't go out there. We both go out there.
What?
Together. We come out of two different holes next to each other. You make like you see the shadow. Ooh, go running back to your hole. I go poking around, looking for females, smiling for the camera, not a shadow in sight. They won't know what to make of it. Meanwhile, we've done our job, they got their holiday, and their farmers are gonna go crazy wondering what the weather will be.
You know, that's so bizarre. It just might work.
I think it will. Are you with me?
I get to see my shadow and run right in, right?
You'll barely even get your fur wet.
I'll have to run this by the other members. Put it to a vote.
Well, do it. We need to be unified on this. Meanwhile, I'm going to have a wash. Never know when that cute little gopher from Pittsburgh might show her tail.
Hey, if she has a sister, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, a brother.
Get out of here.
All right, dog, cat, whatever.
You wood slut. See you later.
Hey, Phil.
What is it?
Happy Groundhog's Day.
You too.